Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamas Yedzayinim Abeis. We're holding on Yedzayinim and Aleph by the beginning of the second parak. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad Eishas Achiv Shohayu Ba'ilamai. What's the case of Eishas Achiv Shohayu Ba'ilamai that she patas the Tzara? You have Shnei Achim, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven, Shimon to Mrs. Shimon. Umeis Echad Mehen, and Reuven dies, and he doesn't have any children. So now, V'naylad Lehen Ach, and then Levi is born. So Levi was never alive with Reuven at the same time. V'achakach Yibi Mashenias Eishas Achiv. Shimon goes, and he's Miyab and Mrs. Reuven. Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So Harishayna Yoytza Misham Eishas Achiv Shahayu Ba'ilamai. The first one, referring to Mrs. Reuven, she goes out Eishas Achiv. And the second woman, meaning Mrs. Shimon, she goes out Mishum Sarasa Al Tsaras Eshas Achav Shahaya Bailamai. In a case where Asaba Maimer, where Shimon never got a chance to be Miyabim Mrs. Reuven, all he did was Maimer Umais and then he died. So then Shnia Chaylatzas Lay Miss Yavemes. Avada Mrs. Reuven, she'll go out Al Tsaras Achav Shahaya Bailamai. But with regards to Mrs. Shimon, so Midaraisa, she's Shimon's only wife, but Midrabanan, because Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, so she's a Tsaras Eshas Achav Shahaya Bailamai. So the halacha is chaylatzas v'leimis yavemes, they do chalitza, but they're not allowed to do yiba. Says the Gemara, Amrav Nachman, man detani rishayna loy mishtabesh, man detani shniya loy mishtabesh. There's two different gersai. Some call Mrs. Reuven the rishayna, some call her the shniya. And says Rav Nachman that either gersa you have, you're not incorrect, you're not making a mistake. Man detani rishayna loy mishtabesh. If you call her the rishayna, you're not mistaken, because my rishayna, rishayna l'nefila. She's called rishayna because she fell first. She was the first one who fell to Yibam out of the two. Uman detani shniya loy mishtabesh, my shniya, shniya l'nesuin. The reason why she's called Shnia is because she's Shimon's second wife. However, ask the Gemara, who said that she's Shimon's second wife? Milay askinan diyavim va'achar kakanas? Can we even be talking about a case where Shimon first did Yibam with Mrs. Reuven and then he married Mrs. Shimon? Why can't we even be talking about such a case where Mrs. Reuven is Shimon's first wife? Elo, my Shnia, Shnia b'nesuin. The pshan in the girsa that you call Mrs. Reuven the Shnia is because it's her second marriage. She married Reuven and now she's married to Shimon and then Shimon dies. So being that she had two marriages, that's why she's called Shnia. Says the Gemara, Eishas Achiv Shohayu Ba'ilamai Hichiksiva. What's the makar for the petur of Eishas Achiv Shohayu Ba'ilamai? Amrav Yudah Marav, Amakra, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov. This word Yeshvu, we darshan, Shaisa Lehem Yeshiva Achaz Ba'ilam, that they were alive in this world at the same time together. Pradle, Eishas Achiv Shohayu Ba'ilamai, excluding a case of Eishas Ach Shohayu Ba'ilamai. And then, once we mentioned this Rasha, so the Gemara just continues, that Rav said, from Yachtov, we darshan, from this extra word Yachtov, that Miuchadim Benachla, that there's only a chiyuv of yibam when they're yachta, when they're brothers who are that they yarshin each other. Prala achiv minaim, which is excluding brothers who just share the same mother. That's Rav Yudah Amarav's drasha. Rav Amarav says a different drasha for this second halacha of brothers from the father. It's that we learn out achim minav yalof achva achva b'bnei Yaakov. This drasha of brothers from the same father, we learn out a gzeirah shava of achva achva from the shvatim, just like the shvatim alahala minav le minaim. The pasuk over there, when they're talking to Yosef, they say that we're brothers, and they were only brothers from the same father, and they did not share the same mother. Afkam and Av leim and Aim. So by Yibam as well, where it says Achim, the chiv of Yibam is by brothers who share the same father, even if they do not have the same mother. And if they only have the same mother, also then there's no Yibam. Yibam is only when they're brothers who share the same father. Now ask the Gemara of Aleil of Achva Achva Me'arayas. Why don't we learn that from the parish of Arayas, from the Isser. Of Eishas Achicha, which is even by a brother from a mother. So we should darshan from there that the Chiv of Yibam is even by a brother from a mother. So says the Gemara, done in Achim me'achim, vein done in Achim me'achicha. Because by Arayas, it doesn't use the word Achim, it says Achicha. So we're going to learn out Yibam where it says Achim from the Bnei Yaakov where it says Achim, and not from Arayas where it says Achicha. Ask the Gemara, my nafkamina, who cares? There's very similar words. And Atanan Devei Rabbi Yishmael, v'shava akayin uba'akayin. That we can make a gzeira shava of a shavu. Because they're basically the same thing, even though they're two totally different words. Since they're the same idea, you can make a gzeir shava. So surely also, achim and achicha, you should be able to make a gzeir shava. Says the Gemara, in achanam, you could, but hani mile hecha deleka midi dedamile. That's if you don't have another choice of you making a gzeir shava with a word that's very similar. Aval hecha deika midi dedamile, but when you have a different way of learning a gzeir shava, and it's very similar, so then midi damile alfina, and you do it from the one that's more similar. Well, ask the Gemara, okay, fine. So we want to do a gzeir shav of achim, but leil of achva achva mimilai. Man, we learn now from Light that Yibam is with an uncle. Dechsev Avram Avinu says to Light, Ki anashim achim anachnum. He calls them achim. So says the Gemara, Mistavrim b'nei Yaakov havlila meilaf. If we have a choice of Light or the b'nei Yaakov, it's better to learn now from the b'nei Yaakov, Mishum demufni. Because by the b'nei Yaakov, the word achim is extra. Midahavlila michtav shneim asar avadecha b'nei Avinu. They could have just said, the Shratim could have just said to Yosef, we're all b'nei Avinu, we're all the children of the same father. Uksiv achim, and they use this extra word achim, Shema mino lafnuye. We learn out from there, it must be to make it mufna, to make this gzereshava, and not to learn out from Light. Now the Gemara says that even though we just mentioned two different makairis for this halacha, that it's achim and av, says the Gemara, ve'itzrech lemichtav achim, ve'itzrech lemichtav yachtav. You need both, you need the gzereshava of achim achim, and you also need the drasha that Rav Yudam Arav made from yachtav. Dikas of Rachmana achim, if all I had was the gzereshava, hava mina leil of achva achva mi Light. I could have thought to say, to learn out from Light. Why would I learn out from Light? We just said, by the Shvatim, it's mufna. Says the Gemara, v'chitemu lay mufni, and Light, it's not mufna. Lay afnuye mufne. The truth is that it is mufna. Midahavali lemichdav reyim, because Avram Avinu could have said that we're reyim. Uksiv achim. Why does he use this weird terminology and he says achim? Shema mina lafnuye. So that's also a form of mufna, the fact that he uses the weird word, and therefore we could have just as easily learned the Gzeir Shava from Light and not from the Bnei Yaakov. So that's why, Kasav Rachmana Yachtov. So that's why I need the Torah to say Yachtov, and we darshan from Yachtov, Hamiyuchad and Benachla, and it's brothers from the same father. Now, because of Rachmana Yachtov, if the Torah would have just said Yachtov, Havamina, I would have thought to say that the drasha of Yachtov is not coming to teach us brothers from the same father. Havamina, I would have thought to say, Dmiyachti ba'abu v'ima, that they have to be full brothers that share the same father and mother. And that's why Tzricha, that's why I then need the drasha of Achva Achva to teach us that no, even if they're not full brothers. Now, ask the Gemara of Amechatesi, why would I have thought that Yachdov should teach me that they have to be full brothers? Yibam benachla tala rachmana, benachla menav. We know that Yibam has to do with nachla. The Yavam takes up the state of the dead brother. And so why would I think that they, why would we care if they're brothers from the same mother or not? Benachla menav, ulay menaim. Nachla has to do with the father, nothing to do with the mother. So says the Gemara Itzrach, you still need the other drasha, because salkodai dechamina, if it was just for Yachdov, I would have thought to say, since Yibam is a Chiddush, the Kamishtri Erva Gabe, you're really being Matar, the Erva of Eishas Ach, to the Yavam, so Ima Ad Demiyachni Ba'aba Uba'ima. So I would have thought to say, to limit the Chiddush, and there's only Yibam when they're full brothers, when they're mamish brothers, that's when we'll apply the Chiv of Yibam, and therefore Tzricha, that's why I need the Drasha, even with Yachtav by itself would not have been enough. I also need the Gzeir Shav of Achva Achva from Bnei Yaakov to teach us that they do not have to be full brothers. Oh, you're right.